Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. A fire yesterday morning at Woodridge Apartments in Northfield burned one unit and likely damaged others. NAFRS Chief Gary Fronick told the Northfield News that his son living in the apartment noticed the fire around 9 a.m. and woke his mother. They were able to get out and call 911. Fire crews rushed to the third-floor apartment at 1910 Roosevelt and were able to contain the fire to the one bedroom. However, there's extensive smoke damage to the unit. Fronick told the paper that there was also smoke damage to other units. The Red Cross was on the scene assisting tenants.
A fire investigator has been out to the site. The cause has not been determined at this time, so they're still doing their investigation.
That's Public Works Director Dave Bennett speaking of the fire at the wastewater treatment plant's biosolids building last week. Bennett said,
when the fire started, the process was not on. We were not operating that process.
Bennett said they monitored the facility and alarms were going off. Employees responded to the scene. He added that the pasteurization vessel received the most damage with an estimated cost of over $1 million. The equipment was upgraded in the early 2000s. I asked if they would upgrade the capacity.
We're doing fine in terms of capacity for the next growth and the last upgrade. Facility study out to 2035, we had adequate capacity.
As for who pays,
it'll take some time to get everything figured out in terms of the exact costs and responsibilities, but that's something we'll be working with closely with our insurance provider on.
The insurance provider is the Minnesota League of Cities. It's going to take months to get the facility back online. Currently, they're trucking the sludge to Faribault and the Met Council.
There's costs for the trucking, and that's what we're working on with the league and our insurance, too.
They're looking into portable equipment to reduce hauling. The city hopes to have an answer as to the cause of the fire by the end of this week. And 284 seniors graduated yesterday from Northfield High School. More than a third of the graduates, 105, are honor students with a minimum 3.5 grade point average. Dignitaries such as School Board Chair Julie Pritchard spoke, along with Principal Joel Lear and Superintendent Dr. Matt Hillman. The students selected Activities Director Tom Krautman to give the commencement address.
We as educators do what we do because of you. And for you to ask me to deliver your commencement speech touches my heart so very deeply.
Student addresses were given by Samuel Jimmy, who talked about his work at the Northfield Retirement Community.
And while working there, the residents have helped me to develop the concept of understanding a full life filled with memories, filled with moments.
And Delina Hyliop, she talked about her parents, immigrants that left their comfort zone and thought higher.
Many of us will not fly halfway across the world for the same reasons they did, but we can all learn from their experience of leaving their comfort zone. Whether that means volunteering for speeches like this the day of, or entering spaces and classrooms that may be intimidating. Your comfort zone is calling your name, but so is your future.
She urged the 2018 graduating class to think higher. The full ceremony is posted on KYMNradio.net. News from around the state is next.